AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. NATO leaders have agreed to invest 5% of GDP in defense spending by 2035 after pressure from President Trump. They also expressed their ironclad commitment to come to each other's aid if attacked. Spain had already officially announced that it cannot meet the target, and others have voiced reservations. But the investment pledge includes a review of spending in 2029 to monitor progress and reassess the security threat posed by Russia. Meanwhile, at the NATO summit, Trump pushed back on reports of preliminary intelligence findings. The report found U.S. strikes set back Iran's nuclear program by only months. Trump said the intelligence was very inconclusive. Trading on Wall Street is mixed early Wednesday as a fragile truce between Israel and Iran appeared to be holding, and oil prices stabilized after a two-day slide. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a stunning upset for Andrew Cuomo in the New York City primary for mayor.
33-year-old Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani has beaten Andrew Cuomo in New York City's Democratic primary for mayor.
My friends, we have done it.
The race's ultimate outcome will still be decided by a ranked choice count.
I spoke with Andrew Cuomo about the need to bring this city, together, as he called me to concede the race.
Cuomo, the former New York governor, had been the front runner throughout the race, and it was his comeback bid from a sexual harassment scandal. Current Mayor Eric Adams is running as an independent in the general election. I'm Donna Warder.
India, Poland, and Hungary launched their first astronauts in over 40 years today. The three men, along with retired U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson, are on a private flight set to reach the International Space Station by tomorrow morning. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Mavericks and Kyrie Irving have agreed on a three-year, $119 million contract with the All-Star guard still recovering from a torn ACL. Kristaps Porzingis is being traded by the Celtics to the Hawks in a three-team deal involving the Nets. The Pelicans agreed to trade CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick to the Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and a second. The $1.5 billion sale of the Timberwolves from Glenn Taylor to Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez has gained league approval. NFL, 41-year-old Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says the 2025 season will likely be his last, and the Hockey Hall of Fame's class of 2025 includes Alexander McGillney, Joe Thornton, Zdeno Chara, and Duncan Keith, as well as women's stars Brianna Decker and Jennifer Botterill, and coaches Jack Parker and Danielle Savageau.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.